Today's shir is Daf Chav Gimel. We're going to begin on Chav Beis and Beis on the bottom. We've learned that there are two types of places where water was kept. There's a bar and there's a be'er. Bar is a pit, a water hole. A be'er is a pit. And in these two types of collection of water, there's shel rabim, a public place, and shel yochid, a private place. Begins the Mishnah. Echad bar harabim, whether the water hole that we've been discussing this whole perek, for which we want pasi baras to work, is a water hole that is a public one. So it has one maila and one chisarin. The maila it has is the rabbim, it's a public. So since it's a public place, people, if it'll dry up, people will notice. On the other hand, it has a disadvantage. Since it's a bar, it's a water hole, not a bear, it's likely to dry up. Bear harabim. A bear harabim has two milas. First of all, it's a well, it's a bear. And number two, it's shalrabim. Or bear hayochid has only one mile. It's a bear, it's a well, but it's only a private one. Oislein passen, since at least has one advantage in each one of these situations, the heter passe baros will apply. Avla bar hayochid, if the water place is a bar hayochid, so it has two disadvantages, it's a bar and it's a yochid, then oislein mechitza gvar yotfachim diber bekiva. According to Bekiva, it'll be necessary to make a full-fledged mechitza. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba disagrees. Ein oisim pasim, according to him, you can't make pas bros el leber rabim bavar, unless it has two advantages. It's a bear, it's a well, which is unlikely to dry up, and it's rabim, it's public, so people will remember it. Ulushar, for any other type of collection of water, oisim chagura gavaya sar tvachim. Rashi explains chagura and ropes, like we had in the end of the last parrot, that you'll have a series of ropes within three tefachim of each other. Tosfos says the taich of chagura is mechitza. So it seems most mepharshim want to say that Tosfos says a full-fledged mechitza, full-fledged partition, will have to be constructed. Begins the Gemara. Om Rabbi Yosef, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmul, Halach Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. That the only time we have the heter pas baros is when we have a ber maim chaim. Ask the Gemara, why do we have to make these two statements? Saying halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba should be enough, and that'll tell us what we're allowed to do. Answers the Gemara tzricha. Rabbi Yosef had to make both statements. Diashmin halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Had he only made the statement that Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, have a minute the rabbim. I would say when it's a public place, a filum chanosim, even if it's not a pit, even if it's only a water hole, it's fine. I, v'haydik tani bera rabbim, if Rabbi Yehuda, according to this, is going to be makel, even by a bar rabbim, so why did Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah only speak about a bera rabbim, only a welva rabbim? Answers the Gemara Lefukim Rabbi Akiva. Since Rabbi Akiva said that a ber hayochid is mutter, so comes Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba and says, "No, I'm not going to be makel by a ber hayochid. I'm going to require a ber harabim." Chamash Milan. That's why Rabbi Yosef had to say explicitly, "Lehut lepasib ros el leber maim chayim." And it's not just enough that it should be public. V'yashvin ber maim chayim. So if I would have only said that he's makel by bear, I would say since it's a well, and a well is unlikely to dry up, therefore have a mina loshna the ram loshna the yochid. As long as it's a bear, it's fine. That just because it's a well, it's not enough. It has to be a rabbim. So the only way we know for sure what Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba meant is by making these statements. We begin now the sugya of karfif. What is the sugya of karfif? That an enclosed area which has walls, which midaraisa is a rishus hayochid, but because it doesn't really have the characteristics of rishus hayochid, it's not really used, doesn't have the din of rishus hayochid. Chazal said that if it's larger than a certain area and other requirements according to certain tanoim, you can't carry in that area, even though Midarais it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Begins the Mishnah. V'ayinam Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba says, Hagin of Akarfif, these gardens, these large fields, Shem Shimvam Vishraim, Al Shimvam Vishraim, if the 70 Amis and a little more, it's about 2/3 of an Amma, by 70 Amis and 2/3, Hamukhefis Geder Gavaya Sar Tfachim. Even though they have a wall, a full-fledged partition of 10 Tfachim enclosing them. Metatlan B'taychai, if they're this size, you're allowed to carry. Ubavad, however, it has a requirement is Shehaiba Shamrel, that it has a watchman, or Beistira, or some sort of a small apartment, or Shtei Smuchalir, or it should be near the city. So according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, at least the way Rashi learns Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, you have to have two requirements. Number one, it's not allowed to exceed 70 amos and 2/3 by 70 amos and 2/3. And number two, it has to have some use. It has to be, has some sort of an apartment or some sort of a watchman. Oh, shetay smuch le'ir. It has to be close to the city. What is close to the city? Machloikus Rishonim. Some Rishonim say it has to be within 70 and 2/3 amma to the city. Some say it could be up to 2,000 amma to the city. Machloikus Rishonim. Now, according to the way Rashi learns, and Tosfos is troubled with this, let's say you're going to have an area that's larger than this, but it's where you live. You have a very large house. So it's bigger than 70 amos and 2/3 by 70 amos and 2/3, but it's your house. You're living on a state. What's Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba going to hold? According to Rashi, he will hold its asur. He says, even if it has a use, a personal use, you still have this maximum size. Tosfos is very troubled with that. So because let's say a person lives in a large estate, so it's not going to be a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. That's why Tosfos has a different pshat in the Mishnah. Most Mefarshim explain that even according to Rashi, you're going to have to differentiate what kind of a use. If it's a totally private use, it's my home, then even Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is going to have to agree that that's Rosh Hashanah Yochid, no matter how big it is. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is talking about a place that's not completely like my home. It may have use, but it's not completely like my home. Why did the Chazal make this Gezerah? Chazal made this Gezerah because it shouldn't get confused with a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Since they're not completely like a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, we're concerned that if people are going to be allowed to carry here, they may come to carry Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Where did they get this number from, of 70 Amos? So as we will see in the Gemara Mitzvashem, this was the size of the Chatzar HaMishkan. The size of the Chatzar HaMishkan was 70 Amos and 2/3 by 70 Amos and 2/3. Now the question is, that Tosfos asks, if we're learning from the Azara of the Mishkan, why not learn from the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash? So Tosfos gives two answers. The first answer, Tosfos says, is that in all of Hilchos Shabbos, we find that we learn from the Mishkan. That's Tosfos' first Tirtz. It's Tosfos' the doorways. Yeah. But generally, we learn Hilchos Shabbos from Hilchos Mishkan. Second Tirtz Tosfos gives is that the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash had people living there all the time, because the Mishnah Masechta Midos says that they were Shomrim in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. So since there were people there all the time, it's not considered in a place that's not inhabited. Oh, ask the Merai Mesada, so the Mishkan didn't have Shomrim? Excellent. The Mishkan also had Shomrim. So if the fact that they're Shomrim gives it a whole new halacha, so what are we learning from the Mishkan? So that's why the Meroi Meisada, which is the Netziv, says a different Teretz. The Meroi Meisada says that the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash had little apartments. We just had Yom Kippur, they had the Lishkas Pahedrin, where the Kayan lived. So it had like apartments. The Mishkan did not have that. Actually, the Mefarshim asked a different question on Tosfos. There's a Machlaikis if the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash had a roof. The Rambam says that the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash had a roof. And Tosfos says that if an area has a roof, it never could have the din of a karpif. So they ask, according to Rambam, what's Tosfos asking from the Azara? The Azara had a roof. A roof doesn't have a loch of a karpif. They want to say from here's a raya that Tosfos holds that the Azara did not have a roof. Now, there's an interesting shiloh that we spoke about already. Let's say a place is enclosed, a karfif. People don't live there. Only animals live there. It's a corral. So the Rajba, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rajba, says that that's also considered a place where people live. And there's a raya from a Mishnah. The first Mishnah in our parak said, Hadir v'hasahar. Hadir v'hasahar, we explain, are places where animals are kept. So the Rajba says that it doesn't have to be people living there. Animals living there is enough. Others say, a version of the Rajba, that since people have to take care of animals, it becomes a place where people live. The Rebbeinu Yoinasson says that since usually where animals live, there's a hut for a shomer of the animals, so that's why it's considered where people live. Now there's a question under Rebbeinu Yoinasson. Ask the Noi de Behuda. We learned the Gemara just yesterday on Daf Chav Beis of an Aleph, that the Gemara said that a bias that's only made la'avir, that I have to be out in the field, but I don't want to be exposed to the elements, is not considered a bias. So ask the Noi de Behuda and Rabbeinu Yoinasson, how are you saying that the hut where the animals watchman, because he lives in that hut, it's considered a home? The Gemara said that that's not considered. That's considered dir shetashmish la'avir. Answers the Noi de Behuda. There's a difference. What kind of watchman, what kind of shomer you have? If you have a shomer that's there all of the time, he may not be happy to be there. He's only there to watch animals. Because he's there all the time, that's considered a full-fledged dira. But if he's not there all the time, and he's only there because he's a shomer, so you have two deficiencies. A, he's not there all the time, and B, he's only a shomer, then it's not a dira. Where does the Noi de Behuda use that? The Noi de Behuda uses that concept. He asks, what's going to be halacha with a zoo? Will a zoo, because according to the Rishonim, that say that a place that's miyuchid for animals, not only considered a karfif, is it considered a karfif, is it considered a shusayochid? So the Rabbi Yehuda says it'll depend. If you hold it, if it's a place where animals live, like the Mishnah Berurah says, it's still not a karfif, you have no problem. But even like the Rabbeinu Yoinasson, it depends. If you have people that live there all the time, then it's fine. If you have people that don't live there all the time, then it's a problem. Perhaps that could be a teretz to the question that we asked from the Marai Meisada. The Marai Meisada said that Tosfos said that the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash had a shomer. The Azara, so we asked that the Azara of the Mishkan also had a shomer. It could be that the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash had a shomer 24 hours a day. What do we just say from the Noi de Behuda? If you have a shomer there 24 hours a day, it's considered like he lives there. The Azara of the Beis Hamikdash might have only had shomerim by day, not by night. So that's why that doesn't make it into a place where people live. Continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ein by El Abar Sichmar. Rabbi Huda says it doesn't have to have a full-fledged living characteristic. It just has a pit or a cave. It's enough. The cave, they used to go in there for shade. Now the Rishonim ask an obvious question. They say if it has a bar, then we could rely on Pasuk Baros. That's this whole parak. The bar is a bar mayim. If it's a bar mayim, we can rely on Pasuk Baros, so then we don't have to come onto the whole karfif then. We have the Pasuk Baros then. So they say that the bar we're talking about here, they say futuritsim. The bar dried up from the water. And we learned in the Gemara that if the bar dries up, we don't have to have the Pasuk Baros. Or we learned in the Gemara that if it's in a place where there's an abundance of water, we also don't have the heter of Pasuk Baros. That's the bar we're talking about. Rav Kiva says it doesn't have to have anything in it. I feel I'm by Achas Mikol Elu. It has nothing of these things in it. Betatlan, betoichoy, you're allowed to carry in it. Ubevad, however, there's a requirement, the size is the issue. Sheva Shiva Am Bishraim or Shiva Am Bishraim. It has to be 70 by 70. Rabbi Lezoim, till now we spoke about the size. Now we begin to speak about the shape. Rabbi Lezoim, if it was longer than wider, even if it's only one amma longer than wider, the het of a karfif is limited to a square, according to Belezer, at least the way we learn now. The Gemara will see differently. Even if the length is double the width, only if the length is more than double the width is there a problem. Now the Mishnah Berurah discusses, when we say that the length is double the width. How much if it's more than that, how much more? Is it a drop more, or does it have to be an amma more? The Bura says if it's less than an amma more, we're okay. Now there's another very interesting psak in the Mishnah Berurah. Here we're saying that Rabbi Yossi says that you only have the length double the width. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, Mr. Rishonim talk about it. What's going to be the halacha? You didn't use up 70 by 70 is essentially a base of sayim. You only used up one saw, half of the amount you're allotted. Will that halacha apply still? That you're never allowed to have length double the width? Or is the halacha that the length is not allowed to be double the width limited to a case where you used up all the area you're entitled to? If you used up all the area you're entitled to, then there's a halacha that the length is not allowed to be double the width. But if you're anyway not using up all the area you're entitled to, then the length could even be more than double the width, the Rashba says, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes him. Amr Beloy, Shemati Mirbelezer. So Beloy says, I heard from Rebelezer, a filu he could base korv. Even if it's size of a base core, it's still mutter. So the Meiri asks, according to Belozer, we have no size limitation. What does that mean, he asks? Does that mean that Belozer doesn't subscribe to the concept of karfif? It's difficult to understand. Because karfif, we all know, is a concept that we find many times in Hilchos Hatzah. So the Meiri says a very interesting teretz. He says, Belozer will subscribe to the concept of karfif, but he's going to make a nafkamina if there's a wall or if it's only partitions which are natural partitions. He says, if there's a wall, then I don't care how big it is. I feel a core, which is 15 times the saw. If it doesn't have a man-made partition and only has ditches or mountains, then I will agree that you have the limiter base assigned. Otherwise, Rebbe Lezer doesn't have the whole din of a karfis. Another din from Rebbe Lezer. V'kein shimata menu, anchi chotze sheshoche achmen v'loy irev. If you have, this could be a very relevant shaila. You have five people living in an apartment house. In order to be able to carry in the common areas, they have to make a eruv chatzeris. One of the people didn't participate. So now, if he didn't participate, so nobody could carry. So what are they? What's the eitzah? The eitzah is he should mevatel rishus. By him mevatel rishus, which means that he relinquishes the rights to his apartment, he's not an apartment holder here. So says the Rebbe Lazar, Echad Mehen, V'loyir, Sheshach Echem Shmati Man Anshi Chotzer, the people that live in this Chotzer, Sheshach Echem V'loyir, one of them forgot to participate in the Ruvich Hatzeres, so now he's Mevat Lushus. The Halacha is, Beisoy Osem El Hachnas L'Hoy Tziloy. So now he gave up his Rishus, so he really here is a guest. So ostensibly, he should be allowed to take things out of his apartment. It's not his apartment anymore. The halacha is he's not allowed to. Why? We're going to discuss this more in the Gemara, but the halacha is he's not allowed to because if he starts taking things in and out of his chatzar house, it looks like he's reclaiming his bias, and once he's reclaiming his bias, we come back to our original problem. Avalahem, the rest of the people, they can carry in and out of his apartment. But the Paiskim say, even though that they can carry out of his apartment, they can't carry items on his behalf out of the apartment. That would be too much. V'kein shemata menu, another halacha, sheyotzin bekablam bepesach. Kablam is some sort of a root. They said that you could use this vine for maror on Pesach, even though, as the Mefarshim explained, it had no real moisture to it. Still, it's kosher for maror. V'chazati kol talmidav, I went to all of his talmidim to see if there was any other talmid that had heard these piske halacha from the Rebbe, or bekashtu lechav lemitzvot. I wasn't able anybody to corroborate this. Ask the Gemara. We began our Mishnah with the word va'oid. Furthermore, my tana d'tani va'oid. What is this language va'oid? Ilam d'tani lechad lechumra. Is it because in the previous Mishnah of Yehuda ben Baba was a machmer? He said that the only time passive baras works is if it's a bare harabim, v'ktani achriti, and now he learned another chumrah that a karfif that you're only allowed to carry if it's 70 amma and it also has some use. Mishum hachik ktani va'oid. So whenever we're saying another halacha, which is another chumrah, we use the lashon va'oid. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, the tana lechad lechumrah. Rabbi Yehuda was mentioned in our first mishnah of the parak, where he said a chumrah that the hetar pasi baras is limited to the area of a beis hasayim. Then he said another mishnah that we just learned yesterday, that he holds that osu rabim umavatli mechitzta, that if the public way goes through the Pasei Baras, it ruins the Heter Pasei Baras. So he also has two consecutive chumras. Yet v'loik tani v'oid. We don't have oid. Answers Gemara Hasam after Kura Rabbanan. In the first Mishnah, the Rabbanan interrupted Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that Pasei Baras is limited to Beis Hasayim. The Rabbanan responded to him, no, we don't agree, and they started talking about a day of a sahar. And since they interrupted him, that's why we can't use the word v'oid. Ask the Gemara. Hacha, on the other hand, Hacha, the life of Sekura Bonin, the end of the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said that a Pasei Baras only works by a Bera Rabbim, and then he begins this Mishnah again with a Chumrah where we have the Halachos of Karfif. Ask the Gemara, V'kol Hechad of Sekura Bonin loy ketani v'oid, if the Rabbanan interrupt, so automatically you can't use the word v'oid, I'll prove to you that that's not true. V'Rabbi Lezer the Sukkah, we have a Mishnah Masech the Sukkah, where Rabbi Lezer says one din. He says a halacha that a person has to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. After Kura Rabbanan, then the Rabbanan interrupt him, and they say you don't have to do it. Then Rabbi Lezer says another din. He says that let's say somebody didn't eat 14 meals in the sukkah, he missed a meal, he could make it up on Shmini Atzeres. That second din, even though it follows an interruption of the Rabbanan, is prefaced with the word void. So you see that the fact that the Rabbanan interrupt doesn't mean that you can't use the word void. For Rabbi Lezer the Sukkah, the Afsakur Rabbanan, Viktari Ba'oid, answered the Gemara, Hassan B'Milso Dafsakur. Yes, they interrupted him, but it was all within the subject. They're talking about the meals you eat in the Sukkah. Hacha, when the Rabbanan interrupted Rabbi Yehuda between the first Mishnah and the second Mishnah, they come in and bring an extraneous subject. They start talking about the Dinim of Karfif. So just to summarize, if there's one Mishnah after another Mishnah that it's interrupted, but interruption is about what's relevant, you could use void. If one Mishnah follows the other Mishnah with a Chumrah, we also say void. Those are the two times we say void. Rav Kiva, we learned in the Mishnah, Afil by Ein by Kom Ech Mikolela, even if it doesn't have any of these characteristics, as long as it has the size, Matatl Matoichai. Ask the Gemara, so there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, how to explain this Gemara's Kasha. Rashi explains the Gemara's Kasha this way. Rav Kiva had a Tanakama. In the first Mishnah in this Perek, the Chum already told us that as long as the area is below a base Sasayim, you're allowed to carry in it. And Rav Kiva says the exact same thing in our Mishnah. So what's the difference between Rav Kiva and our Mishnah and the Chachamim in the first Mishnah of the Perek? That's how Rashi explains. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. Because Tosfos makes a point. He says, I'll tell you what the nafkamin is. Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah requires that the karfif should be a square. He says it had to be 70 and 2/3 amos by 70 and 2/3 amos. That Rabbanon in the first Mishnah, the Perek, made no such requirement. So we have a very big difference. He requires a square. He doesn't require a square. So Tosfos explains that the Gemara's question is like this. The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba and Rabbi Kiva and our Mishnah is only regarding the need to do something in the Karfif. In the size, they agree. So therefore he explains that the Gemara's kasha is Rabbi Kiva ayma ayin by achas b'kal eila metal p'nei b'toichoy ovo vachiyei by shemam b'shrim ayma, as long as it has this characteristic. So the Tanakhama agrees. What's Rabbi Kiva saying new? That you need this size. There's no machlokes on the size. So what's the lashon ovo vad? As if he's the only one that holds that way. He's not the only one that holds the way. Tanakhama will hold that way also. But we'll learn the Gemara like Rashi. That again, both the Rabbanan in the first Mishnah of our Perek and Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah seem to have the same requirements with a Karfif. Answers the Gemara, Ikka b'may dove mu'ut. The difference is a very small difference. What is the small difference? It's going to be 6 amos. In other words, according to Rabbi Kiva, as we will learn now, the Karfif could hold 4,994 square amos. And according to the Tanakhama, it'll be 5,000. So it's a very insignificant difference. How do we get to that number? The Tanya, Davar Mu'ud, Yesh Al Shim Am V'Shrayim. There's a very small difference between a base of Sayim, which holds 5,000 square Amma, and an area of 70 Amma on 70 Amma, V'Lein Nisnaba Shir. And Chazal didn't even go down to try to tell us. The Kama Shir, Sosayim, Kechotzer Mishkan. What is the Shir? The Shir is a Sosayim like the Chotzer Mishkan. Menonimili, where do we get to this number? Where do we take that when we want to start talking about a karfif, we use the Chatzar HaMishkan as our guide? What does the Mishkan have to do with a karfif? Answers the Gemara, Damakra. The Pasuk, in describing the dimensions of the Mishkan, in describing the dimensions of the Chatzar HaMishkan, says like this, Oirech HaChatzar Mei Ba'ama. The Chatzar of the Mishkan was 100 Amos long, V'roichev Chamishim B'Chamishim. It was 50 long. But there's a problem with this Pasuk. If the Pasuk wanted to tell us that it was 50 wide, it should have said V'roichev Chamishim. What does it say Chamishim B'Chamishim? What is the extra B'Chamishim? Says the Gemara, what the Pasuk was alluding to was the din of the Karfif. Omre Torah, what the Torah says, is Tol Chamishiv V'Sovav Chamishim. You have an area which is a rectangle. Why is it a rectangle? Because it's 100 by 50. Take that rectangle and make it into a square. If you will take a rectangle, and Rashi has a very interesting way of doing it, because they didn't really work with square roots. If we know that if you have a rectangle of 100 by 50, if you try to take that rectangle and turn it into a square, it'll be 70 and 2/3 by 70 and 2/3. I'm not going to go into the whole math, because it's not really relevant to Pshat and the Gemara, but if you want to see, it's picture 137, 138 on page 46. You take 50 Amos on your right, on your left, I mean, divide it into five strips. Put four of those strips around the 50 Amos. That's 40. Then the fifth strip, you have to fill up the corners. So you take the fifth strip and you divide it into five pieces. Four you put into the four corners, and then the last piece you slice up and you put up around the edges, and you'll end up with 70 Amos and 4 Tfachim. 70 Amos and 4 Tfachim, when you do it by 70 Amos and 4 Tfachim, gives you an area of 4,994 square Amos, and a base of Sayim is 5,000 square Amos. That is the Nafka Mina. Ask the Gemara, very nice. We got to the number, but we know that the halacha of a karfif is midrabbanan. So we're back to where we started. The pasuk says chamishim b'chamishim, and the question was, why did the Torah say chamishim b'chamishim? The Torah should have just said chamishim. So what does the pasuk mean? Pashti dekra b'mayik siv. How will I learn pshat in this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Amabaya. The pasuk is telling us where in the chatzar hamishkan to put the actual mishkan. Hamid mishkan. Asfas chamishim, kidei shechamishim am lefonov v'esmer am lecharuah. It's interesting. There's no picture, but I'll show you using this picture. Look at picture 137. The first 50 amis, which are on your right, were left open. That was a courtyard in front of the mishkan. In the back 50 amis is where you put the mishkan. What were the dimensions of the mishkan? The dimensions of the mishkan were 30 long and 10 wide. So if the Mishkan was situated in the middle of the back 50 Amos, the middle 10 Amos were used up for the Mishkan, and you have 20 Amos on top and 20 Amos on bottom for the empty space, which were also Chatzar Mishkan. Chamishim, first have Chamishim completely empty, B'Chamishim, and then put the Mishkan in the second Chamishim of the Chatzar Mishkan. Continues the Gemara. It's not 50 by 50. It's just telling you we're in the chatzar to put the mishkan. Reb Leza, said if it was longer and wider, then it's not qualified. Ask the Gemara, but Tanya Reb Leza Oimer, in the bright Reb Leza says, as long as the length is not more than double the width.
So we have a very big stira. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, doesn't allow it to even be, it has to be, and our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, says it has to be a perfect square. And here, Rabbi Elazar says, it, as long as the length is not double the width, we're fine. So how do we reconcile the Mishnah and the Braisa? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Barabaya, Kitna Nam Masnisan. When what Pshat Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah? Yes, Al Pishnayim Baruch Vaitanan. He means that the length should not be more than double the width. So all the Rishonim ask a very simple question. We know throughout Shas, when we have a kasha between a Mishnah and a Braisa, and we have to amend one of them, which one are we going to change? The Braisa. What are we changing here? We're changing the Mishnah. Doesn't make sense. We should change the Braisa. In order to make Rabbi Elazar fit, change the Braisa, don't change the Mishnah. So the answer, Rabbi Elazar, what is the makar? What is the source for the size of a karfif? Rabbi Elazar is going to hold the Mishkan. We just learned it a moment ago. In the Mishkan, what were the dimensions? The length was double the width, 100 by 50. That's why when Rabbi Elazar says, if I have one place Rabbi Elazar is saying it could be 100, double the width, and another place where he doesn't, even though one is a Braisa, one is a Mishnah, I go with Braisa, because the Braisa has a source in the Mishnah, in the Mishkan. But now, ask the Gemara Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi also in our Mishnah said that the length could be double the width. So when we learned the Mishnah, we understood the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi very well. Rabbi Elazar says it has to be a square, and Rabbi Yossi says that the length could be double the width. But now that they both hold that the length could be double the width, so what's the Machlokes? Answers the Gemara, Ikbenai Revu'ud Rabbanan. So there's Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosfos how to learn this. Rashi says, the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi is going to be that according to Rabbi Yossi, lechatchila, a karfif should be a square, but if it's not, it could be length could be longer than the width as long as it's double. According to Rabbi Elazar, there's no lechatchila, but the other it could be double. There's no reason to be a square. Tosfos is very troubled with Rashi's pshat for a very obvious reason. A karfif is a field. You can't pick this. You can't pick the shape. It is what it is. So how could you say that I'm going to choose that it should be double or not double? That's why Tosfos says the Machlokes has nothing to do with the shape of a karfif. He says the Machlokes has to do something we'll talk about with Shem next week regarding Tchumim. The halacha is that everybody gets 2,000 amas outside the city. Now when you measure 2,000 amas, how do you measure it? Do you measure it as a circle or do you measure it as a square? If you measure it as a circle, you'll get more. Because if you measure the circle, you'll gain the corners. But if you measure it as a square, then you don't get any extra. The machlokes is when you measure a tchum, do you measure it as a circle or as a square? That's how Tosfos explains the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi. Continue the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi Omer Itma Omer Rabbi Yossi Omer Yehuda Mishmul Halach Rabbi Yossi. The halach like Rabbi Yossi that the length can be double the width. Rabbi Bi Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul Halach Rabbi Kiva that the halach like Rabbi Kiva. Says the Gemara v'tavai l'kula. What Rabbi Yossi is really teaching us is a number of kulas. V'tzricha. D'yishmin ha'alach k'Rabbi Yossi. If I only taught us ha'alach k'Rabbi Yossi, I would say yes. Rabbi Yossi allows the length to be double the width. But maybe he requires hav amina ad ikra shemreo beistira. That there has to be some sort of a use. And if not, it won't even be allowed that amount. Kamash malon ha'alach k'Rabbi Kiva. Where Rabbi Kiva says that if you're under the size, it doesn't have to have any use. On the other hand, V'yashmin halach Rabbi Kiva, if I would only say that halach Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva used the lashon 70 over 70, which means a square. Have mina the orach v'katan loy, that if it's a rectangle, the halach is that it's not acceptable. That's why v'yashmin halach Rabbi Yossi, that it could be a rectangle as long as it's not double, length is not double the width. So now we have two kulas. Doesn't have to have any use, and the length could be up to double the width. Continues the Gemara. We know the halacha is that if an area is open, we spoke about this halacha many times, if one area is open to another area, which is asa to carry, then the halacha is you can't carry in each area independently. So says the Gemara, Karfishu yotzim beis asayim shukuf ladira. You have an area that's large in beis asayim, but you use a ladira. If you use a ladira, so we're learning, it could be any size. Nizaruba, if now you bring seeds into it, you plant vegetables, is the halacha harei kugina v'asa. Now it's not considered a place of living because it's a vegetable patch. And if it's not a place of living, you have a 2,000, you have a base of sayim limit. Not teruba, If you plant trees, hareku chotzer, it's still considered like your home because people plant trees. Umutter. Not the ruba, hareku chotzer mutter. What's going to be the halacha? The mefarsh two halacha lemaisis. What's going to be the halacha if you didn't put vegetables? You put grass. You put flowers. So Mishnah Berurah says grass and flowers are like trees because it's not a place that people avoid walking in. Where you have vegetables growing, people avoid walking. But where you have tree, grass, flowers, people walk in. What's going to be the halacha exactly? Machtza, machtza, the Gan Yaakov, 50-50, the Gan Yaakov is Mekel. What's going to be the halacha if between your vegetable patch you have room to walk? You're not such a professional. You leave room. A lot of mefarshim are Mekel, a lot of paiskim Mekel. Because again, there's nothing preventing you from walking. Nizaruba, Amrav Hunabrev Yeshua, but if the most of the area you planted vegetables, Amrav Hunabrev Yeshua, it's a problem. Amrav Hunabrev Yeshua, Loyamar al Yosim Besasayim. When is there a problem if you planted vegetables? If the area you planted is bigger than a Besasayim. So since it's bigger than a Besasayim, you can't walk there. Avo Besasayim, but if the area you planted is a base of sayim, so even though you brought vegetables there, and even though you don't walk where there are vegetables, it's no problem. Come on, who that whole like? Reb Shimon. That man, Reb Shimon Oimer, Echad Ginois, Echad Gagois, roofs, Vechad Chatzeres, Vechad Kafifois, Rushuchas Echad Ein Lekelem Sheshosim B'toicham, V'loy Lekelem Sheshosim B'toicham Bayis. Reb Shimon holds that you, even though everybody holds, you're not allowed to carry something from your home to your chotzer, from your home to the chotzer, unless you make a ruva chatzeris. That's because you're carrying from inside to outside. Let's say you're carrying from a chotzer to a garfif to a gag, even though they're different areas, but since they're all outdoor areas, Rav Shimon says you can carry from one to the other. So therefore, looking at picture 139, if this area that's planted with the vegetables on the left is a base of sayim or less, in which you could carry, says the Gemara now, according to Rav Shimon, even though you have a chotzer adjacent to it, you could carry in the karfif because it doesn't have any of the problems. It's less than a base of sayim. And according to Rav Shimon, you could carry from a karfif to a chotzer. You'll be able to carry to the chotzer adjacent to it. Ask the Gemara, Rav Shimon Nami, even according to Rav Shimon, if we're dealing in a situation that kivin the Nizur Rabbah, that most of this area is planted with vegetables, have a huma muta bottle of gabaluruba. This part on the right, which is not planted with vegetables, since it's the minority, should become bottle to the rest, which is planted with vegetables. And now we look at the entire area, and the entire area is a karfif, which is yosim besasayim, and should be also to carry there. Says the Gemara, Eliyot Mahachiyotai. Hamiyutai, if the area that's planted with vegetables is a miyut of the entire enclosed area, then shari. Amar Avuhun Bereid of Yeshua, Loi Amar Allah Habas Asayim. Even though it's a miyut, we also have to have a situation that it's less than a base of sayim. Al base of sayim. If the area by itself is a base of sayim, it'll be asur. Why? Krabonin. Because according to Rabbanon, since this karfif where the vegetables are planted are osir, why is it osir? Because it's a karfif that has vegetables, and a karfif that has vegetables you're not allowed to carry, and according to Rabbanon, you can't carry from a karfif to a chotzer. Rav Yirmi Meduf, Difti Mas Nakula, Hamayuti Shari, if the area planted with vegetables is a minority, it's mutter. Omer Avhun Bereidu Yeshua, Loyimar El Beis Asayim. When are we makel that if the area is a miyut and it's also a base of sayim or less, avo yosim a base of sayim, if it is larger than a base of sayim, then it becomes an area that's osur because a karfif which is bigger than a base of sayim is osur. Or even, according to everybody, nobody's making in such a situation. Krav Shimon. But if it's less than a base of sayim, so then it's a karfif that even though it has vegetables in it, you could plant. And once you could plant, you could take from here to the adjacent area. You could take from a karfif to a chotzer. One question the Mishnah Berurah asks: what's going to be the halacha like this? You have this area that has vegetables in it. Once it has vegetables in it, it has a halacha of a karfif. Now it's the end of the seasons. It's the end of the season. No more vegetables. So what's the halacha? Do you have to make a new hekif, or the old hekif that was there from beginning will be adequate. Mr. Brewer says the old hekif will be good enough. But I want to tell you, the Chazon Ish says that this Gemara is very relevant l'aloch l'maisa. Chazon Ish says, let's say you have a city with an Erev around it, but you have in the city an area that has a vegetable field, or we said before, a zoo. That's a karfif. Now, a karfif, we said, destroys the chatzah next to it. So you can't have the Erev around the city, including the karfif. You're going to have to make a separate area between the karfif and the area outside the karfif if you're going to want to be able to carry in the rest of the city.